Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, everyone. And thank you very much for tuning into the show. We're getting more viewers than ever before. Why? Because everybody is trying to stay at work, get to work, and build their economy. And that's why every week we specialize in what I would call the Mark Z moment. Mark Z Legal Staffing joins us, and he shares with us his tips on how to stay competitive and build your business in this economy. Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here. Great to share some time with you.
Well, what's going on in the world of Mark Z?
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff, it's a different world. It's not to sound cliche-ist. We're talking about the new normal. And one thing that employers are starting to do versus just say, okay, we're going to cut people in the new normal, make staff changes. What they're doing is two things. Starting in the pandemic, a lot of the big companies and firms started the layoff process of people that could be redundant. It got delayed a little bit by the PPP, where companies could retain people, but ultimately you couldn't retain a lot of people because they have jobs that are redundant in the pandemic. Some of those jobs might not come back. So for example, legal assistants who were a key part of the legal landscape for so long, now not as important because a lot of these partners are working from home and do not need their help. It's easier for them to just do the document themselves. It's easy for them to review the document and get it done. So a lot of organizations are really doing a review now. You're seeing now that we're after Labor Day, the PPP has been used, and there's some layoffs. So that we have. The interesting twist on this is employers are saying, you know what? This is a long-term situation. It's not short-term like everybody thought. Remember when we went away for a couple of weeks, Jeff, and everybody thought it was going to be a couple of weeks? Well, now we're 6 months later, and this is the new normal. So what now employers are doing is say, you know what? This is not changing. We've got to invest in our people. We want to retain our people. So what we're going to do is we're going to invest money. We're going to invest all kinds of resources and look to develop processes to retain good people. For example, I know yourself, you're being used by a lot of companies out of nowhere. You've always been doing this, but companies and law firms that we never ever thought would use services are coming to you to retain people, correct?
Well, you know, there is more discussion from entrepreneurs with me about how to keep the culture strong in this economy, how to retain their people, keep their people. You know, everybody's tense, but they're talking to me a lot about how do we keep people productive, keep them in the pace of the game, but keep them, collaborating and working with each other and feeling connected with the organization more than ever before. How do we keep people feeling connected? You can't do a Thursday every week wine and cheese party. It just doesn't pay off. There's got to be other ways to get people together. Some offices have minimal, if no, connection to the office anymore. They're on, even if they do have office hours, they're on a rotation and they're not seeing people. So it's, again, how do we keep people feeling that this is the one organization that best suits their particular personality and style in this economy, especially with millennials?
Correct. The connection is so important. So for example, what we're seeing, and you shared with me, are a lot of companies are doing, including ours, one-on-one mentoring. It used to be once a week if you had the time, otherwise yearly reviews, quarterly reviews, but most likely yearly reviews or 6 months reviews. Now it's, if you can do it, at least a week. Sometimes it's every day checking in, how are you doing? There's a lot of stress out there that keeps getting pushed and pushed. So the one-on-one mentoring, whether you're doing it within the organization or then especially at certain levels from management, aspiring managers or executives, where you bring in somebody like yourself, whether you're a law firm or a company that I know you're doing both in that space, where you can then give that mentoring because you're looking to invest. You're also looking in terms of encouraging educational programs, certain kinds of training, retraining on other types of not only software technology, but other kinds of programs. And maybe 2 or 3 years ago, you were thinking, well, now, as you know, people are talking that COVID has changed the way companies do business. It's pushed out 5 years is now the now. And so certain training, certain systems, if you're an attorney, you're now taking on more responsibility than you would before. Now you're working with partners, and partners, you're actually looking at ways to, which is another thing you do, to develop business with each other, cross-marketing with each other. But it's very tough to stay disconnected. It's very tough to stay connected because you're disconnected.
Well, I was looking down because I'm taking notes on what you're saying. I just want to be clear to everyone who's watching me. I have had this discussion with a couple of clients, who are questioning, why, leadership wants to talk to them so much right now. And I'm talking to them about mentoring. And, I've been using the term helicopter leader, like helicopter parent. And I've been saying they're not really helicopter leaders. They're not trying to micromanage you. They're trying to connect all of us and keep us all talking and working. It was so easy before to walk by each other's offices and talk and meet in the coffee machine or the water machine or at the refrigerator. And there was always a daily conversation going on. Now, if you're a leader and you're trying to stay connected with people and you want to be coaching your people, good leaders are doing coaching and mentoring. How are you going to do it? And a lot of people don't understand why they're hearing from all these people all the time. And so I've been using the term, it's not helicopter leadership, it's good leadership. It's connecting people.
Right. You have to stay connected. You have to develop a bond. It's like, when we recruit long distance, it's always been very different when we've met candidates in person. Long distance has always been initially by the phone. And a lot of times it takes you a long time to build relationships with your candidate. And now with Zoom, that's changing that, but it's still not the same. And so with employers, they're looking at tools, they're looking at ways, they're looking to keep their team connected, they're looking to invest in the long-term talent because it's easy because of the stress people are going through to say, this is not working with me, I'm gonna make a move. And a lot of times those moves are not the best thing to do.
Well, it's funny, before COVID, I would have said for a couple of decades, the majority of my work was strictly with leadership and ownership and families who own businesses. But the best part about coaching for me and mentoring during this particular point of time is I have more people, more millennials, more 20-somethings than ever before. And you know what? It's quite refreshing. They really want to do a good job. They want to improve. They want to learn. They're not learning impaired like baby boomers who have they're fully evolved people like you and me. And it's been very exciting for me to have these people because they're really open-minded and organizations who are acknowledging that these people want to be good at what they do and see this as an opportunity and are helping them to be better are smarter organizations.
Correct.
Be smarter.
So, correct.
Mark, we like to connect with you every week. I mean, I know I personally have to connect with you every week. I hear from you frequently in your car, separate from this. But if people want to find the fabulous Mark Z and have their own Mark Z moment, how would they find you?
Jeff, I'll try to make some interconnecting very quickly. But the first thing is Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C, the letter Z, and we'll come right up, or markzlegal.com, M-A-R-C-Z, legal.com, or 617-338-1300.
And listen to me, my listeners, there is nobody like the fabulous Mark Z. Look at that picture behind me. Mark, that's is there like airbrushing going on there? Look at that. Unbelievable. What a time. Thank you very much. And I always look forward to my Mark Z moments. I've got many myself, which are not for publication. And I always enjoy my time with you. We're signing off from Radio Entrepreneurs.